It's Arthur Godfrey time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. Jeanette Davis, Marshall Young, Frank Saunders, the Jubilaires, Hank Silvern and his orchestra. And here's Arthur Godfrey himself, in person himself.
Thank you, Joe. I see you are your usual witty self. Good morning, everybody. If it isn't Joe King back with us again. It is so good to see you back, Joe. So good. If you don't mind my saying so, you look sharp as a harp, too. And twice as stringy. Remo is back, too. Remo with his git fiddle. I'm so glad to see you, Remo. Are you all right now?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, you look good, too. You've been out in the sun a little, huh? Poor fella had himself a case of pneumonia or something, wasn't it? Is that what you had?
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. But pneumonia, that's bad stuff. Let us hear from Remo. We haven't heard from him for months. Here where people can see him. Stop it, Hank. Come on. Get up here, Remo, with that thing. He's got the most wonderful git fiddle, and he hides it in behind Gene Traxler's bass and what's-his-name's fiddle, Cy Mayeroff, and Flato at the piano. Can you see him now? Huh? No? Great confusion here as we move. Oh, he has to have a suitcase, too. Marshall, you make a wonderful baggage smasher. Marshall Young is carrying his electric loudspeaker to the... Yeah, that boy, Remo, sit up there where we can see you. Can it be hooked up now?
Yeah.
It'll probably louse up the whole balance that we had. The production man is going nuts in the control room. Playing as well as you usually do. Frank, put that song of yours up in front of him. He likes to have music of some other song than what he's playing. That's right. Now he's got a famous old Irish song up in front of him that has nothing to do with this, and he'll play good. Watch. He always does that. Other songs give him ideas, you see. See what I tell you? Remo Palmieri, the number one guitar player in the country, back with us again. We are so glad. So glad. Well, it's going to be a little cooler today, the man says. Couldn't get much hotter. Temperature's only going to be about 85, so don't go out without your overcoat, Joe. Just when the weatherman says it's going to be cooler, the whole world is subjected to one of the greatest blasts of hot air in history. George Bernard Shaw, who was England's champion, and Fiorello LaGuardia, who was America's kingpin in the hot air department, have entered into a controversy. Shaw says that bookmakers are honest men. And you know what LaGuardia will say to that. Well, while the hot air is blowing back and forth across the ocean, Shaw and LaGuardia will ease the meat shortage somewhat on account of there will be plenty bologna. But the weather never seems to bother this lovely Jeanette Davis. She always looks lovely and delightfully cool and beautiful. My, my, my. Everybody else complains about the sun and Jeanette sings about it.
Got no diamond, got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks, still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks, still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
So nice and cool. Here's a letter from Mankato, Minnesota, Marshall. It says, Dear Arthur, every afternoon we listen to your wonderful program. Afternoon. That's right. It takes a long time to get out to Mankato, doesn't it? And we wish each time that you would play your theme song through once and have Marshall Young sing it. How about doing it for two favorite listeners? Sincerely yours, Lois Olson and Bernie and Bernice Johnson. Olson and Janssen, huh? In Mankato, Minnesota. Marshall, do you know the words?
I don't believe I do, Arthur. Have I don't think I could get through the entire song.
You couldn't get through the entire song?
If you could help me, it'd be all right.
Did you have a bad weekend, Marshall?
Not too bad, no.
You can't get through the entire song.
No.
What's the matter? Don't they feed you over there in Brooklyn?
I wasn't in Brooklyn over the weekend.
You weren't? Where
no.
were you?
I was in Rye, New York.
Oh, a tourist, huh?
I passed your place at Larchmont, by the way, on the way up there.
You did? You passed Larchmont?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There was a funny breeze blew through. That was that fluky day.
Yes.
Well, Marshall, don't you know the theme song? Have you got the words over there, Hank?
No, I don't, Arthur.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, Olsen and Janssen, very sorry, but he can't jump through it here. We'll have to yump it today and do it tomorrow. Will you learn it for tomorrow?
Certainly will.
Okay, meantime, what have you?
We have Nick Henney's new tune, Adventure.
Ah.
Okay, go ahead, play it.
Darling, this is my first adventure. I never knew adventure until this strange devotion, this bittersweet emotion that haunts me like a song. One kiss and you opened up new worlds for me. Now I can understand why stars were made to wish upon. Bright stars that fade when you are gone. So darling, let's make it last forever. Let's hold it fast forever. Our first and last adventure. You opened up new worlds for me. Now I can understand why stars were made to wish upon. Bright stars that fade when you are gone. Let's make it last forever. Let's hold it fast forever. Our first and last adventure.
That's a very nice song, Marshall. Very nice. Nick Kinney's, huh? Son of a gun comes up with a good one every now and then, doesn't he?
Yes, I don't know. I drew the song and he put your name in the column. I can't figure it out.
You know, I'm going to hit him over your head, though, if he doesn't get the story right about that new show of ours at nighttime. Did you see what he wrote about it today? Son of a gun, it's not an amateur show, Nick. That show on Tuesday night is to promote good talent, which is having a time getting itself out in the front. That's all. It is not an amateur show per se. What's that mean, per se? I heard a lawyer use it once. I don't know what it is. But really, that's not it. You got to get somebody to be a talent scout for you. You are a talent scout, see? You got to... If you can sing, well, somebody else has got to have faith in you. To write a letter to us and say, I know a guy that can sing, or I know a lady who can sing or can play or do something. That's the way it has to be. It isn't one of those things where you just come up because you got a yen to get on the radio and louse up the air all day. We do enough of that here without having anybody else come and do it. This show is something which is designed to give good talent, which hasn't had a break yet, that break. We want to open those closed doors to good talent. That's what we want to do. And nothing else.
I'll hit you over his head, see?
Oh, he's a wonderful guy, that Nick Kinney. He and I used to be shipmates, you know. Yeah, he was a coxswain on a ship I was serving on one time. I was a radio floozy, and he's never forgotten it either. I was a didadit. Play that for me, will you, Hank? Alabama bound, huh? Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. And here again is Arthur Godfrey himself.
Thank you, Joe. That Alabama bomb was a dirty trick to play on Traxler on Monday. Did you see how Gene Traxler on the bass fiddle had to climb around on that thing? Do it again, Gene. Come on, Alabama bomb. Let the folks hear you. Looks like a monkey with fleas. Hey, Hank, what is this new tune we got up here by Lucky Millinder and Sid Tepper and Roy Brodsky? Love Means the Same Old Thing. What's that?
Well, that's the one we were going to rehearse this morning, remember?
Oh.
Before the show?
Let me hear it. Hey, that's cute. The fall means season. Fall means flop. Corn is a bunion. Corn is a crop. But love, love means the same old thing. Nag means horses, nag means tease. Lie like a fibber, lie when you're at ease. But love, love means the same old thing. A match makes a fire, a match makes a pair. A ball is a plaything or a dance. Poker in an oven means a flame go higher. Poker is a game of chance. There's a tree, Ike in Brooklyn, a tree in your shoes. Blue is a color. Huh? How's that part go? How's that part go? Oh, yeah. Blue is a color, and you blue when you got the blues. But love, since Adam and Eve had their fling. No, that's not for me. Hey, Marshall, you sing it. You sing it. That's not for me, brother.
He's out to get me.
That's for those tenors.
For me.
I think it's too low, Hank.
After a while, we'll get this tune down here.
Fall means the season. Fall means flop. Corn is a bunion. Corn is a crop. But love, love means the same old thing.
Heck, I got that much.
Nag means horses. Nag means tease. Lie like a fibber. Lie when you're at ease. But love, love means the same old thing.
Now, let me see
match
you do this.
Makes like a fire. Match.
Go ahead, start again.
Match makes a fire.
No? Oh, I see. Okay, let's try it again.
Match makes a fire. A match makes a pair. A ball is a plaything or a dance. Poker in an oven makes a flame go higher.
This is all, boy. Look, I think Jeanette was singing it very well behind me. I think she can do a good job at it.
Come on, Jeanette, let me see you do it.
Why, man, I've never heard this song. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, this is the smelly hour.
Fall means season, fall means flop. Corn is the bunion, corn is the crop. But love, love means the same old thing.
Now it's beginning to sound like something.
Nag means horses, nag means tease. Like a fibber, lie when you're at ease. But love, love means the same old thing.
So far, so good.
A match makes a fire, a match makes a pair. A ball is a plaything or a dance. A poker is an oven makes the flame go up higher. Poker is a game of chance. Man, this is a chance. Set a tree in Brooklyn, a tree in your shoe.
You're doing fine, honey.
Blue is a color and you're blue when you got the blues. But love, since Adam and Eve had their fling, love means the same old thing.
It does for you. Oh, that's wonderful. That's a tricky tune, too, boy. Let's see what the Jubilaires can do with one of theirs. What a workout on a Monday morning, huh? Rumpf, calf, calf. What's going on here?
I know. Yes, I know that you and I will never meet again. For you were meant for somebody else.
Somebody else.
That night, oh yes, that night, the night when first we met, I fell in love with you, and now I simply can't forget.
I can't forget.
Oh, darling, but you. Darling, I know that my love will follow you as the years go passing by. Oh, darling, I know. Oh, yes, I know that you and I will never meet again. Somebody else,
somebody else.
Oh, darling, but if we never meet again beneath those moonlit skies, darling, I know that my love will follow you as the years go passing by. Oh, darling, I know. Oh, yes, I know
that you and I will never meet again.
For
you were meant for somebody else.
Where did that song come from? Who wrote that? You did. Well, bless my soul, one of the Jubilaires wrote it. The leader of the Jubilaires. That's a wonderful thing. Have you had it published? Have you? That's a great song. What's the title of it? Just I Know. Well, that's very, very good. Do that again for us someday, will you? June. Who's that little girl down there? What's your name, honey? Come up here and see me, will you? Come on up here and see me. It's the cutest little girl sitting down in the front row. Come up here and sit on this chair by me, will you? Get a little blue figured dress on. It's just as cute as it can be. Come here, honey. How are you?
All right.
You're all right, huh? You want to come sit on my lap? What's your name?
Ellen Gale
Wren. Ellen what?
Ellen Gale Wren.
Oh, I see. I beg your pardon. Ellen, how old are you, honey?
Four and a half.
Four and a half? Where do you come from?
From Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Well, well, well. Have you been out to see the Dodgers play lately?
Yes.
You have? How far are they ahead of the Boston folks now? Is it Boston they're ahead of or Cardinals? Cardinals, yeah. How far are they ahead of the Cardinals? Yes. Do you sing, Ellen? What do you sing?
Bell-bottom trousers.
Bell-bottom trousers? Will you sing it for me? Shoot. Go ahead.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves a sailor and he loves her too. Now he's on a battleship across the mighty blue. Although the sailors swear to him she is true.
Oh, good. Go on. Go ahead. What's the next chorus? Bell-bottom. Come on, sing it. Bell-bottom trousers again.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue.
Rooty-tooty.
She loves a sailor and he loves a chew. Now he's on a battleship, cross the mighty blue. Although the soldiers swear to him she is true.
That's wonderful, isn't it? Thank you. Oh, she's grand. And Pepsi Cola is the drink for you on the end of it. Frank, we got time for a song from you, my boy. Frank Saunders.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she would sing that song to me this day. Tooraloo,
and thank you, little Ellen Gail Lynn, for that lovely song. That was very nice. Well, we sure had a good rehearsal today, didn't we? Nick Kenny wants amateur shows. We'll give it to him. You all have a nice day, will you? Lovely hot and humid one. Be the good Lord willing, we'll see you again tomorrow about the same time. I hope Mrs. Ted Altonen out in Duluth, Minnesota, got her chores done today during the station break. She complains it goes too fast. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.